Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
All right, all you literature luminaries, eat your heart out over this one. So I'm standing on the Las Vegas Strip this morning, getting ready to go live for CBS This Morning. And I have my IFB in my ear. That's the earpiece so I can hear the show. And they start the broadcast with my colleague Charlie Daggett, who's in London. And he tells us that the UK has just administered its first COVID vaccine to a 90-year-old grandmother. And then he says the second person to receive it was William Shakespeare. Now, wait a minute. You're telling me the Brits, the UK, gave their second COVID vaccine to an 81-year-old guy named William Shakespeare? How poetic is that?